in the mirage of the vast Mexican tableland, but he will only return if you prepare to embody him, my little son. You must be the plumed serpent, the land with wings, the clay bird, the mad and maddening song of Mexico and Spain. You are my only inheritance, the inheritance of Malintzin, the goddess, of Marina, the whore, of Malinche, the mother. A child is born. I want to get this part of the lecture. A child is born. What dreams will he dream? What language will he speak? Who is my father? Who is my mother? What is my name? Who speaks for me? Shall I have a voice? What bread will I eat? What milk will I drink? In my most recent novel, the one Deborah mentioned a while ago, Christopher Unborn, Cristóbal Nonato, in order to come full circle with what the subjects I've been dealing with here this afternoon. The novel occurs, as Deborah said, in Mexico in 1992, when we shall all be celebrating the fifth centennial of the discovery of the New World. Mexico in this novel, in this fiction, is in a sorry state in 1992. The country is broken up, fragmented. The peninsula of Yucatan is being administered by the Club Med, in order to pay the interest of the external debt that by now has become the eternal debt. The oil-producing states of Chiapas, Tabasco, and Campeche have formed a trusteeship called Chitacam, which is administered by the Getty oil interests. And on the frontier, you have a new country called Mexamerica, which extends 100 miles north and 100 miles south of the present frontier. It goes all the way from San Diego on the Pacific to what used to be known as Matamoros and has now become Kilmores on the Gulf of Mexico. It is a new country dedicated to humanitarian purposes, permitting workers and refugees to go through, and also a lot of drug dealing. Something is happening in the state of Veracruz on the Gulf. What is happening? Is there an invasion by the U.S. Marines or an agrarian socialist revolution? That depends on the TV channel you watch at night. So we have an independent Mexico, which is really a truncated country. And the country must be kept amused. And so there are a number of contests. There are contests all the time throughout the novel. And one of them is the Christopher Columbus contest, which is designed to give a special prize and make regent of the nation to the first child born in the first hour after the clock chimes October 12, 1992. So two characters in the novel, a man and a woman, Angel and Angeles Palomar, decide to win the contest and to create this little Christopher, this little child, and this is what this chapter is about. Mexico is a country of sad men and happy children, said my father Angel 24 years in the instant of my creation. Before that, my mother Angeles, 26 years, had sighed, "Ocean, origin of the gods, but soon there shall be no time for happiness and we shall all be sad, old and young alike," my father went on, taking off his John Lennonish glasses. "Why do you want a child then?" my mother sighed once more. "Soon there will be no time for happiness. Listen, when was there?" "What did you say? In Mexico we were unhappy." "Don't be redundant. Mexico was made for us to be unhappy." So she insisted, "Why do you want a child then?" "Because I am happy," my father bellowed. "I am happy," he shouted even harder, turning to face the tireless waves of the Pacific Ocean. "I am possessed of the most intimate reactionary happiness." Ocean, origin of the gods. And she put her edition of Plato's Dialogues, published by the rector Don José Vasconcelos in the 20s, over her face. The green covers with the black seal of the University of Mexico, "My spirit shall speak for my race," were stained with copper tonic sweat. But my father said he wanted to have a son, me, 0 years, Right here, while they were vacationing in Acapulco, in front of the ocean, origin of the gods, quote, Homerica Vespucci, so my naked father crawled towards my mother over the beach, feeling the hot sand moving between his legs, but saying that sex is not between the legs, but inside the coconut grove, around the svelte, naked, innocent, divine body of my mother, with the volume of Plato covering her face, mom and dad naked under the torrential and drunken sun of Acapulco on the day they invented me. Gracias, gracias. How shall we name the baby? My mother does not answer. She simply takes the book from her face as if it were a mask and goes on reading while my father sucks at her nipples as if they were after-dinner mints, post-priandrial but pre-priapic jelly beans, puns my dad in whose testes I lay waiting, innocent and Philadelphic with my sleepy chromosomatic brothers and sisters. But my mother has a multi-track mind, and with one she explains Plato, while with the other she fondles my father, and she says that Plato says that Astyanax, the son of Hector, was well named, looked towards the sea, Angel is my mother, lord and maintainer of the city inherited from his father, well named was Agamemnon, whose name means admirable in his resistance, and what about my resistance, moans Angel, my father, if you could only see how my Faulknerian flesh resists. Angel is my love, it not only survives, it endures. Well named are all the heroes, my mother murmurs, who share the root of her identity with heroes. What shall we call the child? What are we going to do today, January the 6th, 1992, so that he will be born on October 12th and win the contest of the discovery of America? In which of my mama's multi-track mind circuits and systems am I going to be onomastically inserted? God, I don't want to know. I could be called anything. The paternal genes send horrible messages. Sostenes Rocha, Genovevo de la O, Caracholo Parra Pérez, Guadalupe Victoria, Pánfilo Natera, Natalicio González, Marmaduke Grove, Assis de Chateaubriand, Archibald Leach, Montgomery Ward Snopes. And my mother repeats the question, then why do you want a son? Because I am happy, bellows my dad, and she throws far away the green volume published in 1921 by the rector, Don José Vasconcelos, with its thick platonic pages that survived, look now, your mercies, all the deaths from Zapata to Tlatelolco, the important deaths and the subordinate deaths, the deaths with mausoleum and the dead in Potter's Field, those dead on marble legs and those without a leg to stand on, what shall we call the child? And she said, it's far out to make love like this. At noon on the beach, my love, I loved it when you said, don't take care of yourself anymore, Isabel. Angelis, I want to give you a child right next to the sea. I started feeling sexy, cherry, your cherezada, your ass, cherie, your cherry ass, cherezad, flagellated by my furious whip here on the beach of Cafcapulco. But a private beach, my love, sometimes private property does have its virtues, right, Proudhon? Perdón, shh, my love, let me imagine your cherasé, your cherasado. Let me live in the feverish calendar of your OPECAN one nights. Let me swim in the colors you sweat. Let me inhabit your wonderful pair of nalgas for only 30 seconds. My Arabian mare, my divine angelis. I drink the wine of your nalglas. I hear the toll of your nail glass. I bury my nose in your knoll grass. Oh, your Mexican eyes, my angelis mia, the color of sweet quince, the smell of rotten mango and fresh red snapper, your historical ass angelis. Febrile and Phoenician, dancing the Roman rumba, Spanish and spunning, turkisable Nahuatl nalgas, cordobusable buttocks, Arab pillow, Aztec ass for whom the balls toil. What is your name? What says the Plutonic part of your Platonic book? Have you counted the words, darling? And my father once more sucks with the very rhythm of respiration. Air, Hera, air, Eros, air, heroes, Angelis, Sherazad, certified pubic encounter, first novelist, drown yourself in the waters of time. Wet your syllables, my love, as of my angels and ageless amour. My mother is loved by my father on the beach, and I am about to be created in Acapulco. I am hungry at noon, and I want to have a son in a country of happy children and sad men before time ceases to be in front of the ocean where the gods originated. What if it's a girl? What if they are twins? Let me come near your Huanani. Angeles, caress your Gulf of Mexico. Tickle the delta of your Mississippi. Excite your Cuba. Unplug your plug of Darien. Vene, vene, Venezuela. Give me America, Angel. I can feel your Martin Fierro. Give me your Veragua. Come close with your Maracaibo. Take my Honduras. Snuggle up with your Tabasco. Kiss my Key West. Anchor in my Puerto Rico. Just leave your Gran Caiman right there. Make me feel in the Hispaniola. Ay, Santiago. Ay, Jardines de la Reina. Ay, 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 ay. Nombre de Dios. May God give you your name, my son. Name him. Name him. He's coming out. He's out. The only one amongst millions. Silvery and quick. The gay bandolero. The swashbuckler. The matador. Escape from the millionaire company of the chromosomatic legions. Name him. He's out. Nothing to stop him now. With all his genes on his back. Bearing, my God. Bearing all that we are. Angel, angeles. Bearing all that we are from our very origins. Everything is inscribed in him. He's going to find your egg, angeles. Your sperm, angel. Bearing, my God. Name of God. Nombre de Dios. Española, my queen, my God, bearing Christ, 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 Cristobal. Now they found one another. He swashed and buckled his way through the sheer wood forest of blood and sweat and throbbing mucosities. Christopher, now I've come out pained and paining, separated forever from the only company I have ever known. My packages of cells, my beloved generations of precursory cells, patiently stored in my father's pouch, regenerating themselves constantly but hopelessly. My most revered grandfathers and great-grandfathers, my transitory although authentic parents. Adios, adios. Out I come running, crying, borne by the hot blood and the inflamed nerves of my new father, leaving behind what up till now I knew and loved. Ame, ame, ay de mi, oh my. I've lounged God knows how long in my father's pruny cave, and now my father is tearing me from my internal genealogy, far from my family tree of cells I belonged to up till this moment when this man decided to do what he is doing. Throw me off, throw me out, tear me from home, expel me from the peninsula. Cut me off from my roots and ejaculate me. Now I cry, ejaculated, dismissed, beginning my voyage in the middle of my true life. No one knows me. They're having a ball out there, and they don't know that here I come, accompanied by the invincible Jaja Armada of my 1 million brothers and sisters, crackling like whips in close formation. Rolling out of my father's barrel of fun, then abandoned to all the incidents of the black tunnel, fighting upstream in my mama's Delaware, the swift, lubric infantries inside my mama's Thermopylos, where legion, said Lucy, whipping and snapping, jumping hurdles over the walls of the inhospitable mucous cavity, through the car wash in the steaming baths of the acid secretions that dry up our salty juices, lost in the silent deserts of the wrong silic exits, Luther's expressway. I see them dying like flies because they're out of gas, because they have two heads, because la cucaracha cannot walk without grass. They die by the millions on the roadside all around me, my soul brothers and sisters, Fred Waring and his Pennsylvanians. Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians, Les Miserables, who did not make it to the victorious home base. Victor who? Go! The millions of sperm falling into Niagara. Oh, watery Waterloo of my decimated fraternity, Thermopile, forever separated from our secret forerunners. And from all the memories that the sexy couple on the beach ignores, battles and songs, names and tastes, goodbye forever. You never escaped from the prison pouch of he about to become my lord and father, and the rest of you have perished in the battle against the juices and the blood and the tyrannic tunnels of she about to call herself Mamma Mia. We're being beaten up in the dark alleys of the cervical mucosity. No exit on the right, no U-turn on the left. Only a few of us remain now, whipping and snapping, exhausted. My poor agonizing brothers and sisters and I. And I. alone at last. At last, alone. Terror and fear, and I alone once more. I, the only one who made it to Treasure Island. My mother's egg awaits me in its hiding place. She, on her throne of blood, Queen Isabella of the Angels, offers me her arms and gives me, Christopher, my very own egg. I, Cristobal, the champ, victorious over the millions of soldiers dead in the useless race to get to where I am, warm and cozy, avid and sad, asking for a room of my own. A sperm for an egg. Mother, there is only one. Now, did Christophe is all tangled up in his roots. Now no one will save him from his fate. Now il piccolo Cristoforo has met his destiny. Let him now speak. Now, listen. Now, there he is. He had no time to jump on his horse. You'll see, Angel. My mom told my dad when they separated and rolled on the hot sand and then embraced once more. And then he licked her elbows while I lodged myself singular and triumphant in the uterus of my mother, who told my father once more, you'll see, he'll be born when you want it. I swear to you, my love, I'll have him for you in time. Sure I will. God, I love you. Ever since I met you, I couldn't sleep all night long. I was so damn happy. And now, after all the things you've made me feel, gosh, the two of us here on the sand of the cauldron where life is a dream, baby, happy, a land of sad men, but of smiling children. But before, there is no time left for happiness, but in Mexico, where everything turns out badly. But now only you and I and something else that has lit the fire of my selva selvaggia ed aspre forte, and you and I holding hands, naked, exhausted, on our backs, with our eyes closed against the sun, but with our halos spilled all over the sand like liquid stars. And from the heaven, it rains. The sun is just a tiny bit clouded over. The wings of the big bad bumblebee cover us, and from up above it rains on us. Butterflies, petals, plumes, tropical clouds. You bet. Look, said my dad, it comes from up there. Smell, said my mom, it's shit. Over their heads flew a pair of buttocks like the trembling wings of an uncertain bat, white and bland, drained of blood by the vampires of the sun. A man was flying over the wide Mexican sky, hanging from a blue and orange striped parachute, tugged over Acapulco Bay by a roaring motorboat. Kept afloat and hanging onto a tight rope in the thick air was our Uncle Homer, 60 years, clad in a yellow guayabera, without his pants on, afflicted by a sky-borne revenge of Moctezuma, fleeing from the guerrillas who had taken over his house, fearful and trembling, followed by a sign written on the clouds, welcome to sunny Acapulco. Homer, 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 O madre, Homer, origin of the gods, welcome to life, Cristobal Palomar. Permit me only to return to Wordsworth's poems and understand the fullness of his thought. The child is the father of the man, and respond to the challenges of language and the imagination as they give form to personal consciousness and to the social life. And I could wish my days to be bound each to each by natural piety. Thank you very much. Well, let's go have a drink.
Let me flabbergasted.
No, no, no. We're tired. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Well, meet at the Amy Whitehouse then, and maybe we can continue the conversation.